Date, July 1st, 2022. My name is Dr. Beatrix, and this is day 728 within the PMC, Pedophile Mind Control Initiative. This is my first personal audio recording to document my experimental results and conclusions. To date, 45 patients are active within the Pedophile Mind Control Initiative, and I have yet to lose any patients. All patients have the freedom to sign themselves out of this underground, top secret program. One patient did exercise that right and left, but returned within a few hours as he was unable to function safely outside of our facility. Based on data, patient feedback, and their overall well-being, I am able to conclude with confidence that my project has been successful in turning into my own life's purpose. It might be helpful to document within this first recording why I started PMC. My previous career before starting this project was rehabilitating sex offenders while they were in prison. My former colleagues and I studied various sex offenders, digging into their psyches, their childhoods and developments, trying to really figure out their sexual urges and desires for underage children that were so drastically different than most. Personally, I found pedophiles incapable of full rehabilitation into society. However, I still hold the opinion that they are misunderstood, not broken, just different, requiring different means of functioning. The premise of Pedophile Mind Control Initiative was born from that idea, and I also understood that I would be starting this journey on my own, outside of regular society, as my founding methods and ideals they're not very popular and a bit unusual. I was able to find an abandoned large underground bunker and turned it into a high-tech, state-of-the-art psychological lab. Me and the patients reside here, and all of the patients admit they do not wish to return to their former lives. Now, to the exciting stuff, the project itself. The Pedophile Mind Control Initiative is basically where I conduct mind-altering, cock-throbbing experiments on my pedophile patients. I test their brain activities, cognitive functioning, and sexual arousal and cock functioning. The premise began with being able to overstimulate pedophiles, conduct experiments and observations, all moving towards successful mind control. I like to think that my patients enter PMC and begin a new life full of blissful servitude and cock-throbbing stimulation. It's also sort of a treatment for the sexually insane, if you will. I find that the minds of the pedophile are a wonderful research tool, and I continue to extract the darkness to better manipulate and control. In the main room, my 45 patients each have their own full body reclining chair and are usually hooked up to a cock pumping machine, headphones, and an EEG to measure brain activity. Each chair also has a personal screen for when visual stimulations are necessary. My patients are in their chairs most of the day, experiencing various means of cock stimulation and experiments. For example, for my new patients, experiment number one is performed daily because of its necessity. On their personal screen, they are flashed various images of sexy adult woman, and their cock pumping machine pulsator has the ability to send a quick and slightly painful electric shock to their cock. The screen also flashes images of various underage girls, and when these are seen, their pulsator delivers pleasurable suctioning and pumping. This conditional training is essential to allowing their minds and cock to accept and promote their true desires and discourage mainstream sexual ideals. My patients are reminded through their cock stimulation and training that PMC aids in killing a part of themselves that is there to make them feel guilty for their sexual attraction to children, and to be their true selves within these walls. This is the only place on the planet that a pedophile feels true acceptance and gets rewarded for their desires and urges. With some of my veteran patients within the lab that have been here the whole time, I have experimented with various cock pulsators on their cock pumping machines. I inserted a fleshlight that was designed from various underage vaginas. I have a toddler size, 6-year-old, 9-year-old, preteen, teenage, just every underage fleshlight vagina designed true to form. I rotate through the fleshlights and observe the amount of times they have successfully orgasmed to find their customized fleshlight tightness. I have also experimented with using fleshlights designed from adult women's vaginas, and not to my surprise, a lot of these pedophile patients were not able to achieve successful orgasms, and some couldn't even stay fully erect. As I have mentioned, the patients stay hooked up to their cock pumping machines for most of the day, every single day. Also, the patients do get daily exercise while still hooked to their pumping machines, either on treadmills or stationary bikes. My machines pump out a lot of pedophile seed. Now, for reasons of my own opinion and desires, I donate their sperm to various sperm banks to hopefully pollute the population with more pedophiles. Again, I understand my methods are a bit unique and widely unpopular, but I know the mind of a pedophile better than anyone. Today, I would like to spotlight one patient for today's recording. This is patient number 14. He's a 28-year-old male, and he has been in the pedophile mind control for almost a year and a half. Patient number 14 is currently watching mind-warping images of child porn while hooked up to his pumping machine. I have customized his pulsator to replicate the inner vagina of a 6-year-old girl. He is also within experiment number 12, child porn mantra reprogramming, which I will tune in to his recording to document within this audio. I am a pedophile.
A pedophile.
I am sexually attracted to underage children. Pumping, gooning, and edging is good for me.
Is good for me. Is good for me.
Pumping, gooning, and edging to child porn feels good. Pumping to child porn cleans my mind. I am
a good boy.
Dr. Beatrix accepts me as a pedophile. Dr. Beatrix
doctor,
helps Beatrix, me doctor, feel help Beatrix, good.
Feels good. Feels good.
I am a child fucker.
Child fucker.
Child fucker. My cock throbs. For wow. underage children. I am a pedophile.
A pedophile. A pedophile.
So, that was mantra reprogramming just heard. Patient number 14 has been pumping for 3 hours within this experiment and receives it almost daily as the others do. They are instructed to goon and pump and not come. The pulsator and EEG can read and understand when the patient is about to come and stop stimulation to promote edging. Patient number 14 will undergo this experiment today for 2 more hours until he will release and continue on with experiment number 46. Patient number 14, like every other patient, starts developing a decrease in language. They are able to communicate with me and each other when necessary, but their lives are truly hooked to their pumping machines. The daily gooning and pumping push them into daily euphoria and bliss. I started noticing that after about a year, their long-term memory is affected. Patient number 14, for example, forgets his birth name most days, where he formerly lived, and his family. I found patient number 14 in the sex offender registry, where I initially found him, and from a lifetime of torment and social embarrassment, patient number 14 reports that he feels content and satisfied with his daily activities here. When he entered the lab, he was diagnosed with a severe form of depression, but now feels zero depressive side effects, even after just 24 hours of being here within the lab. The Pedophile Mind Control Initiative has been the most successful project of my professional career. All of my experiments and methods pump out 100% success rates, and I am consistently recruiting new patients methodically and carefully. I have to keep my experimental pedophile project top secret and hidden, as I know the public and professionals would not understand the work I am doing for these pedophiles. Until tomorrow's recording, today's recording is concluded.